WTOW News Time is 6:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A neighbor used his handgun to stop a man accused of strangling a woman after she told him she was ending their relationship. This was Monday night east of Bryan on Shady Creek Drive, where Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the victim was able to free herself from 24-year-old Logan McMahon and run next door.
McMahon showed up there, too, and was demanding to see her and just made quite a scene, apparently, and ultimately broke through the back door of their house. The neighbor was armed at the time, but showed a great deal of restraint, and actually they got into an altercation and fight, and he got the best of McMahon and was able to hold him there until our deputies actually arrived on the scene.
McMahon was arrested for aggravated assault, burglary, and shattering the rear door of the neighbor's house and a window of the vehicle driven by the victim. An off-duty College Station policeman shopping at the local Kohl store Monday night spotted a man wanted for a residential burglary that took place 3 months ago. That led to on-duty officers from College Station and Bryan showing up. College Station Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says additional charges were made against a Bryan man following an inspection of his pickup parked outside the store that revealed butane bottles, mothballs, and other items used to make methamphetamine.
A Bryan Police Department canine unit was called to the scene and alerted on the vehicle for the possibility of presence of narcotics in that vehicle, different types of illegal substances believed to be methamphetamine, as well as illegally possessed prescription medication were recovered from the vehicle.
Flieger says 32-year-old Peter Sturck had been arrested earlier this month by another department for possessing materials to make a chlorine bomb. And the new charges also include shoplifting $154 of clothing and cologne from Kohl's. The local Better Business Bureau office has issued a buyer beware for those who've been pitched by an out-of-state company claiming they can generate savings on your energy or utility bills.
These folks are from Minnesota. The company has an F rating at the BBB in Minnesota, and so people in our area probably are not aware of this.
The BBB's Bill McGuire welcomes calls from residents who want to investigate the company. Also, McGuire suggests contacting local utilities, including BTU, to learn how to save on electric bills. Believe it or not, even though the batteries in your smoke detectors are fresh, they may not perform when it counts. Texas A&M professor B. Don Russell has been sounding the alarm about smoke detectors for years and says 90% of the devices in homes today are ionization smoke detectors, which won't work fast enough to save lives during a fire. He suggests smoke detectors with
photoelectric technology. It is affordable. It needs to be in every home because it will protect you from many of the fires that kill people, particularly when they're sleeping at night. Now, there's nothing wrong with also having some ionization smoke detectors in your home. If you've got those already, don't take them out. Add photoelectric smoke detectors to what you already have.
Russell suggests manufacturers stop making ionization smoke detectors altogether, but doesn't think it'll happen anytime soon. A Waco robbery and assault case has turned into a homicide investigation after police say one suspect was later slain. A police spokesman says nobody's been arrested in yesterday's robbery and deadly attack. A 19-year-old man says a woman he knows pushed the apartment door open and entered with three men. The resident was beaten, bound, and robbed. The suspects fled, including 28-year-old Terry Lynn Byram and one man taking the victim's truck. The victim, who suffered minor injuries, freed himself and ran to a neighbor for help. Police later answered a call about gunshots and found the stolen truck on a Waco road. Byram's body was nearby. She was shot and stabbed. And the Houston hand surgeon whose life has spiraled out of control is now fighting for his life.
The Brown Hand Center will care for you just as I care for my own family.
Daddy's baby girl.
You may remember Michael Brown from his old commercial. Sources in Houston report the 56-year-old former doctor had a heart attack last Thursday and is incapacitated. This reportedly happened in Miami, where he's been living in recent months. He was supposed to report to Miami authorities last Friday to begin serving a 30-day sentence for assaulting flight attendants aboard a British Airways flight in January. On top of that, Brown has been mired in bankruptcy courts in Miami and Houston. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And Governor Perry says Audie Murphy lives on in the hearts and memories of a generation of Americans. Perry went to Farmersville, east of Dallas, yesterday to present the state's highest military decoration to the World War II hero posthumously. Murphy was born in Hunt County and earned 28 medals before he was 21. His portrait hangs in the Texas House Chamber. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Secret 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Bubby Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Despite recent rainfall, Texas is running out of water. So how did we get to this point? Frankly, a lack of long-term planning. But we've been given a second chance. Proposition 6. Finally, a plan that addresses our long-term water needs through conservation efforts and the financing of long-overdue infrastructure projects such as new pipelines and reservoirs. Proposition 6 protects our growing cities, businesses, farmers, and ranchers against future drought the Texas way without raising taxes. Proposition 6 provides the water Texas needs to attract new jobs and grow our economy. But we need to act now. Vote for Proposition 6, a second chance, perhaps a last chance.
Vote to keep the water flowing in the Bryan-College Station area. Vote for Prop 6 on the November 5th statewide ballot. Prop 6 will give cities across Texas a low-cost way to ensure a reliable water supply for generations to come. Learn more at watertexas.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Top of the morning to you. It is 6:12. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking some vacation time. Zach's got our sports. We'll find out what's happening coming up in just a minute. Of course, we'll visit with Kat and a whole lot more, but we've got some light rain falling now in the Brazos Valley, so let's find out what's up with our forecast brought to us by Skyline Communications. By Skyline Communications.
Some beneficial rain will fall today in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms as a storm to our north draws moisture up out of Mexico and right across the whole state. Temperatures today around 80. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to move by tonight near 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they'll end, highs near 80, clearing tomorrow night with a low of 55. Looks pleasant on Friday with partial sunshine and highs of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What? Okay. Trying to get a hold of our... There we go. Are you there?
Yeah, somebody, I'm here.
Somebody pushed wrong button in here.
It sounded like Scott was coming back there for a second. Was that Scott? Is he here?
I don't know if that was a shot to the mistake.
Is he in the house?
No, he's not.
Oh, man. Okay.
That was a feed from Learfield. For some reason, they pushed the wrong button in here.
Oh, it's okay. Anyways, yeah, coming up in sports, Aggies, both men's and women's golf wrapped up play yesterday. Of course, the Aggs football team is getting set to take on UTEP this weekend. World Series Game 6 is set for tonight, and there's an Aggie taking the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals. Your St. Louis Cardinals, Kevin.
Waka, 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 waka.
And also the NBA season officially kicked off last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
Now, as I'm sitting in this chair, I could do this now. The NBA?
Yeah, huh?
Yay.
Ooh.
Yay.
It's another dunk. Defense team.
Just not a fan.
Well, everybody made a big deal, too, because Miami Heat played last night against the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, it was the Heat and the Bulls. I saw part of it.
Yeah, and Derrick Rose was making his comeback. He's now 110%. So
after not playing for 637 years.
Yeah. Well, it was only a year and a half. I can understand that he wanted to take it slowly, you know. Really, if you look at that, you look at people with chronic injury problems, a lot of the times it seems like maybe they've been rushed back. So I don't know. Maybe he's back for the long haul.
I agree. I don't have a problem with it. It's just it's the NBA.
Yeah.
Yay. So anyways,
the college game is just so much more fun to watch just because it's more defensive. I mean, it seems
I could agree more.
Not as flashy. They care more.
I think that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure how one would do this, but this lady dressed up for a Halloween costume pub crawl in Michigan as an abusive wife. The 26-year-old decided she was going to make her way, and there's no details on the costume at all, which kind of bums me out. But apparently it worked out for her, because later that night she beat up her boyfriend, dressed in the costume police described as abused husband. Yeah, I don't know. Around 9 o'clock, people spotted her repeatedly hitting her boyfriend with a purse, much like you would see in a cartoon. The cops tried to intervene. She wouldn't stop bashing the guy. Here's the answer, though, because I know, Zach, you're not used to the show. Kat, however, is. There was alcohol involved.
What a surprise.
I mean, I'm not used to the show, but I could just guess.
Yeah,
that
she blew a 1.9, which is twice the legal limit, and was arrested for misdemeanor assault.
So the poor guy was just sitting there just taking a beating with the... I mean, was it a coach purse? Was it a coach?
Who knows?
Was it Louis Vuitton?
The fact that you know that so quickly is a little bothersome.
I just have friends that, you know, coach purses they're in.
Hey, since I'm not good with fashion, you know, we need some fashionista on here. Let's encourage Zach in this.
Apparently,
new
Jessica
step
Simpson
forward.
Has really cute shoes too, so I've been told. So.
I can't wait till the next press conference when all the media is together and they're going to come up to him and go, "What were you talking about?"
I know my stuff.
It is 6:16. Coming up, we'll do birthdays and today for you. On Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with ascots and pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top 1794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:18. It's National Candy Corn Day.
Well, hot dog.
Oh, I hate candy corn.
I love candy corn. Yes.
It's Mischief Night or Devil's Night. You've seen news stories about that. Haunted Refrigerator Night.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Checklist Day and Create a Great Funeral Day.
What?
That's what Wednesday brings you. Who's got a birthday?
Today, Janelle Parrish is turning 25. She is Mona on Pretty Little Liars. So there you go, Kevin. That's something for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I watch it all the time.
ABC Family. Are you telling me that Aaron doesn't watch ABC Family?
Not that one.
Yeah, that's still a little old for her, I guess. Ivanka Trump is turning 32 today. Of course, she's Donald Trump's daughter. She's a fashionista.
She's a model for a while.
Yeah, she's a model, and she's really smart, too. So she's got looks and brains.
Cool.
So whenever her marriage doesn't work out, she can always call me.
Hey.
Sarah,
we're not a dating service for Zach.
Sarah Carter is turning 33. She plays Margaret on Falling Skies, which I have yet to see, but I've kind of wanted to.
Yeah, that looks like an interesting one.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic aliens and stuff. It looks good. Matthew Morrison, 35. Will Schuster on Glee is turning 35 today. Matthew Morrison.
Okay.
I don't watch Glee either. Nia Long is turning 43. She was Sherry in Big Mama's House 1 and 2, and Nina in Love Jones. Snow is turning 45 today. You know who Snow is?
Yeah, Informer. You know, say that I'm a snow, me, I'll go glam. I
Well, that was fast.
And I don't
he
know.
He was prepped.
I had that planned.
He's a white guy. He's a white guy, and he's Canadian.
And he's Canadian,
and he sounds like a Jamaican.
Yeah, and nobody knows what he's saying in that song. I don't think he even knows.
He wrote it in prison, though.
Yeah. So,
well, that makes it legit.
It always is legit if you write a rap in prison. Gavin Rossdale is turning 48 today.
Okay.
I know some fans of his. Kevin Pollak, or Pollak.
Pollak.
Pollak, excuse me. He's turning 56 today. And he's actually, you know what? He's really good at impersonations.
Huh.
Have you ever heard him do his Christopher Walken impersonation?
Actually, yes, I have. I think you did showed me one time.
It's hilarious.
It is funny.
He's really funny. T. Graham Brown's turning 59, country singer. Biggest hit was 88, Darlene. Harry Hamlin is turning 62 today.
Okay.
He's married to Lisa Rinna. Henry Winkler is turning 68.
Well, hey, hey.
DeVons.
Hey. He'll jump a shark for his birthday.
Yeah, and talk about somebody else who's hilarious. He's really funny. And it's funny, too, because he's so unlike the Fonz, I think, in real life. Or at least the other things he plays, like in Waterboy. That was funny.
Yeah.
Otis Williams is turning 72. He's co-founder of The Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And Grace Slick is turning 74. Jefferson Airplane and Starship.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Wait, isn't that one of Mr. Downs' favorite singers of all time?
Grace Slick?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but we can certainly find
out.
Does
she have a song called White Rabbit or something?
Yes.
Like that? Mr. Downs loves that lady.
That was Jefferson Airplane.
Big Daddy was a groupie.
I somehow doubt it. It is 621. We'll check the Dow for you coming up in just a minute. Right now we're looking at an 80% chance of more rain for you, a high of 80 degrees, 80% chance of more showers tonight, and 72. We've got light rain and 72 here at WTAW.
Hi, I'm Jason Byinski, Mayor Bryan. Apparently my opponent has been visiting some other city named Bryan. His Bryan is nothing but negative. The Bryan that you and I live in is growing and prospering. We have new businesses opening every month. We have new employers moving to town. We have new streets and sidewalks going in. We have some of the lowest electric rates in the state. Our property tax rate is going down, not up. Our Bryan's best days are ahead. I need your vote to keep Bryan moving forward.
Paid for by the Jason Byinski campaign.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's Christmas issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
A wing and a prayer answered. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. A stock we will watch today, Buffalo Wild Wings. Yesterday, the restaurant chain reported record sales in its latest quarter. Profits soared, too, because chicken wing prices dropped. Shares of Buffalo Wild Wings closed at a new record high, $129.51 apiece. European markets are mostly higher so far. The Asian markets also higher across the board. The Nikkei closing up 1.5%. NASDAQ futures up 14. S&P 500 futures have added 5. Electronic Arts, fresh off cutting ties with Tiger Woods, raised its profit expectations for the year. The games maker expects a boost in sales once the new Xbox and PlayStation systems are launched next month. Meantime, Nintendo reported a loss in its latest report because of weak sales of its Wii U console. On today's economic calendar, snapshots of employment and home loan activity this morning, along with the Fed announcement after lunchtime. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet. Let's get it
started. Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new Office Max Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Honey, where'd you go?
Home.
You left me in the forest. What am I supposed to do?
Check your laptop for AggielandHelpWanted.com.
You left me in the forest.
Get a job. They have hundreds of local jobs. Drivers, electricians, plumbers, heating, air, and post your resume. It's free.
This is crazy. Get away.
Are you okay?
Well, I thought I saw a big bear.
Well, check it out. AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Actually, it was a bunny rabbit, but it was big.
Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's on vacation. It is 6:25, and before we get your your morning cup of Sean. I had the Dow Jones in my head, I guess. Before the morning cup of Sean, let's get to your forecast first, and it is brought to us by Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Some beneficial rain will fall today in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms as a storm to our north draws moisture up out of Mexico and right across the whole state. Temperatures today around 80. Showers and thunderstorms will continue to move by tonight near 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, they'll end, highs near 80, clearing tomorrow night with a low of 55. Looks pleasant on Friday with partial sunshine and highs of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
New estimates show the federal government's going to spend nearly twice as much fighting global warming this year than U.S. border security. And I kid you not, White House reported to House Republicans that there are 18 federal agencies engaged in global warming activities in 2013, funding a wide range of programs, including scientific research, international climate assistance, incentivizing renewable energy technology, and subsidies to renewable energy producers. Global warming spending is estimated to cost $22.2 billion this year. At the same time, the government, well, they're only going to spend $12 billion on customs and border enforcement. Think about what this says about America. Protecting our borders, an essential function of the government, if they would rather waste tax dollars on their pet project of the liberal left.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Are you a woman over 40? Do you want to lose weight and body fat? Does it seem harder than ever to lose weight? Do you ever experience hot flashes or have trouble falling asleep? You're not alone, and it's not your fault. Stubborn weight gain, hot flashes, and sleeplessness are common symptoms of menopause. But here's some great news about two great products. Ambrin can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambrin Weight Loss, a powerful new product that'll help you get the results you want. Call now and ask how you can receive a free sample of Ambrin Weight Loss and start losing weight. Just call 1-800-706-8010. You can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. But you must call now. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. To claim your complimentary free sample, call right now at 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010.
In spite of it all, America remains the greatest country in the world. That's because America is defined by us, people like you and I, who believe we make the United States wonderful, not the politicians, but good, proud Americans who stand together to keep us strong, like AMAC and its nearly 1 million members. AMAC believes in traditional American values. They believe in God and country, in family, in America. They believe it's worth fighting for. AMAC is 1 million Americans over 50 working together to leave our children and grandchildren an America they too will be proud of. That's why I'm joining AMAC. You should too. Let's stand together. Join today at AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. And please remember this. You don't need the AARP to get the benefits you deserve. AMAC has them, and AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Drought isn't the only thing crippling the Texas water supply. Texas adds almost 500,000 new residents every year, but our water supply isn't growing. 7 years from now, Texans will need 857 billion more gallons of water than we'll have. That shortfall is more than the current combined annual water usage of residents in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin. You get the point. It's not just the water supply that's a problem. It's the failing infrastructure used to deliver that water. In some areas, half the water that leaves the supply never reaches the tap. If you think this problem will vanish with a few heavy rains, you're wrong. You need to vote for Prop 6 on the November 5th statewide ballot to make sure we have enough water.
Vote for Prop 6 to keep the water flowing in Bryan College Station. Prop 6 will give cities across Texas a low-cost way to ensure a reliable water supply for generations to come. Learn more at watertexas.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
Enjoy live music and dancing to the Latino rock of Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th, benefiting Voices for Children at the Grand Stafford Theater in downtown Bryan, with generous underwriting by Fred Davis of Davis & Davis Lawyers. Doors open at 6, and tickets are available at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Come early for Latin dance lessons provided by Susan's Ballroom Dance, then dance the night away at the Voices for Children benefit concert featuring Del Castillo, Friday, November 15th. Get tickets at GrandStaffordTheater.com. Additional support provided by Coffee Corner and Denise Bermudez.
WTOW News Time is 6:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station and Bryan police were in the parking lot of the Kohl's store Monday night to check out a pickup belonging to a man arrested earlier this month for having materials to make chlorine bombs. College Station Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says that information was known to the officers who arrested a Bryan man wanted for a residential burglary this past July.
And at that time, there was nothing that was recovered that would indicate that he had currently been involved in making any type of explosives.
But the search of the pickup using a Bryan drug dog resulted in finding narcotics, methamphetamine, and ingredients to make meth, including butane bottles, batteries, and mothballs. 32-year-old Peter Sturk of Bryan was arrested for the burglary along with drug charges and for shoplifting from Kohl's, where he's accused of taking cologne and clothing valued at $154. Flieger says Sturk was seen inside Kohl's by an off-duty officer who was shopping. A Bryan man's reaction to hearing his girlfriend say she was ending their relationship landed him in jail. 24-year-old Logan McMahon is accused of jumping on the woman's vehicle as she was trying to leave, shattering a window to gain entry, then grabbing her neck. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the woman was able to get away.
She ran over to the neighbor's house and knocked on their back door to seek some help, and the neighbors let her in, and she was obviously distressed, and they were willing to help out.
Kirk says McMahon followed the woman into the neighbor's house and threatened to kill her. The homeowner pointed a handgun at McMahon, and following a brief fight, the suspect was subdued and held until deputies arrived to make the arrest.
Thankfully, there wasn't any injuries with them as they come to the rescue, and then, of course, the girlfriend had some bruises.
McMahon was treated for cuts after shattering the back door to gain entry. With the cold weather season upon us, Texas A&M professor B. Don Russell has a warning that many homes need better smoke detectors. Russell says 90% of homes only use ionization smoke detectors, which alert homeowners of fire sources such as toasters or air from hot ovens, but those give people a false sense of security.
You can actually send off an enormous amount of smoke, lots of toxic gases from, say, burning plastics or burning furniture material, creating a very dangerous condition, and an ionization smoke detector will not detect that in a timely fashion.
Russell says, on the contrary, photoelectronic smoke detectors can give you 20 to 40 minutes advance warning and are also affordable. He says you don't need to remove ionization detectors, just add photoelectric detectors to what you already have. A Minnesota company with an F rating from the Better Business Bureau in that state are in the Twin Cities. Local BBB President Bill McGuire says they're offering free meals as part of a pitch that they have that they can save you money on your utility or energy bills.
If they happen to say that they are an accredited business with the BBB, please don't take that as being the truth. Please check it out with us here. We actually know who is BBB and who's not.
McGuire says to learn how to save on electric bills, contact your local power provider. University of Texas System Regent Wallace Hall has told lawmakers he's willing to answer questions at his next impeachment hearing, but he wants to be subpoenaed to testify under oath. Some lawmakers have accused Hall of misusing his position to try to force out Austin campus president Bill Powers. Hall's attorney says his client wants to tell his side of the story at a hearing next month. Authorities feared a man suspected of killing five people during a series of attacks in Terrell, east of Dallas, might have harmed more individuals if he hadn't been arrested after being spotted by an off-duty officer. Terrell's police chief has declined to speculate on a motive for the slayings. Charles Everett Brownlow Jr. has been charged with one count of capital murder and one count of evading arrest. More charges are expected to be filed. Police say the attacks took place over a 5.5-hour period on Monday. Victims include Brownlow's mother, an aunt, a couple he knew, and a convenience store worker. And pieces of the historic Houston Astrodome will go on the auction block this weekend.
Reliance Center, next to the aging Houston Astrodome, will be the site of an auction on Saturday for anyone wanting a piece of memorabilia from the stadium once known as the Eighth Wonder of the World. You can get a square foot of turf for $20. Bids on a pair of seats start at $200. A turnstile will cost more. The Houston Chronicle says higher-priced items include dugout benches, on-deck circles, and maybe sand from the mound once patrolled by pitchers like Nolan Ryan. Proceeds are going toward the Astrodome renovation project. Voters in Harris County will be asked to approve a referendum for $217 million to turn the Astrodome into a convention and exhibition center. Scott West, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm John Reese. As an athlete and a coach, I've always tried to stay active and in good physical condition. But after my heart surgery, I needed professional help getting back on my feet. I came to St. Joseph for my cardiac rehab. I knew they had the facilities, the technology, and the experts I needed. I had my own coach and my own team. The team at St. Joseph really got me back in the game.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC. I see.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 640, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We'll check your forecast. Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Storm to our north continues to pull moisture up across the state. Scattered showers and the chance for thunderstorm today with a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight, lows near 70. Showers and thunderstorms, they'll start to wind down tomorrow, temperatures approaching 80 degrees. It'll clear off tomorrow night, turn cooler and drier with lows near 55. Friday should be partly sunny, highs on Friday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking some Aggie men's and women's golf as well as some football. There are a couple of guys up for some awards in football, so I'll tell you who they are. I bet you can already guess. Also, we're going to be talking about some NBA tipped off last night, and the Texas teams are going to be tipping off tonight. I'll tell you what times. And also going to be talking about Game 6 of the World Series between the Boston Red Sox and Kevin's St. Louis Cardinals. All this and more coming up in sports.
Yay.
Woo-woo.
NBA. Yay.
Baseball. Let's celebrate the beautiful, right?
The beautiful game, soccer. That's what it's called. Hey, it's a 641 due to technical difficulties / operator error. We didn't get a chance for something you should know, so we're going to take care of that first, and then we'll get to Obamacare. Yeah, coming up in just a minute.
Self-talk. Those things you say to yourself. If anyone else said them to you, you wouldn't tolerate it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to a tax-free share of billions of dollars that have been set aside for mesothelioma cancer patients. Secondhand asbestos exposure can also cause mesothelioma. Many patients were exposed to asbestos and didn't even know it. Call right now to get the facts about your legal rights and possible financial compensation. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Dun & Bradstreet has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads plus a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
One reason people get gloomy and have trouble snapping out of it is what they're saying to themselves.
We call this self-talk. And people may be saying a number of negative things to themselves without really realizing that they're doing it.
Shelley Carson, author of the book Almost Depressed.
So if your inner dialogue sounds like, oh, I messed up again, or things are never going to go right for me, you're actually working yourself into a depressive state. And there are things you can do about that. The first step is to realize what you're saying to yourself. The second step is to challenge it. And the third step is to replace that negative self-talk with more positive but realistic self-talk.
That negative self-talk can become a real trap.
The more negative things you say to yourself, the more negative you feel about yourself, and the more negative things you're likely to say to yourself. So it becomes this downward spiral.
You can stop that downward spiral by asking if what you're saying to yourself is actually true.
Is it true that I always mess things up? If you're being honest with yourself, you'll usually find that the evidence doesn't support all of the negative things you're saying to yourself. And then you can remind yourself to be a little bit more compassionate with yourself and more realistic as well.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Building a home is easily the largest investment you'll ever make. Sometimes it's very complicated. But you know, if you're building for yourself, you want it to look the way that you want. You want it to come in under budget. Well, let me give you a website to go to. It's willishomestx.com. Chris and Clint Willis have been building homes here in the Brazos Valley for over 10 years, raised here, hardworking family. They know what it means to use your dollars and spend them wisely. And when you entrust that to Willis Custom Homes, that's exactly what you get. You may think that it's beyond your means to get the kind of elegance and quality that you can find in a Willis Customs home, but it's not true. They can show you how to get the look that you want, and they do it in a very unique way where the client can see the line item descriptions of the material, the labor, and the profits in the bid so that you can, through that transparency, see exactly how your dollars are being spent. And, of course, there are always questions along the way. They want to make sure that you get your options lined out to you so you can make the choice that you want so that your Willis Custom Home is just exactly the way you'd like to have it. So get in touch with them. Visit the website, willishomestx.com. Willis Custom Homes. They've done work for me. Let them do it for you.
This November, Messina Hoff presents Wine Dining Luxury. November 9th at Messina Hoff, enjoy new vintages, live music, an art exhibit unveiling, and a five-course gourmet meal. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. 778-WINE.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW 645, now 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock. 80% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 80 today. It's intermittent showers. Some of them are heavier than others. I heard it kind of banging on the window a little behind me. So be sure you're careful driving in. We're looking at this all day long into tomorrow as well with a 70% chance of rain. It's 72 with light rain and 94% humidity. All right. It was another day yesterday at the White House of, we'll call it full-blown damage control. Whether President Obama lied or not, or just didn't, quote, disclose the whole truth when he kept uttering the famous, if you like, you're in charge. You can keep your charge.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Says Cat. Says Cat.
Spokesman and propagandist Jay Carney's latest spin is saying that, in essence, what the president actually says was correct, even if he didn't say that a policy might have to be compliant with the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, that's a slippery slope, kids. But when CBS dove into this, they've realized thus far 2 million people are losing their insurance.
It's like we're in an abusive relationship. And why do we keep believing this person that is abusing us and lying to us breaking our
that's
heart?
That's every politician, I think, almost.
This CBS report, the 2 million is just the tip of the iceberg because not everybody that got back with CBS would give them a number. So that is the confirmed number thus far is 2 million. That equals 3 times more than have signed up for the Obama Llama Ding Dong Care.
This is what I have to say is my grandfather was a Marine, and he always said, a man who will lie to you will kill you. So that's my little thought for the day.
Holy cow!
That's what he said.
It just got real.
Yeah, it did. That just happened.
With drones. Did he mention the drones?
No.
647. We'll get to your sports here in just a little bit, but let's find out what's going on with Neil Sperry and the gang, brought to us by Producers Co-op.
If you'd like a little more landscape and a lot less work, there are some important tips that can help you achieve your dream. Gardening can be fun without being difficult. I have some important pointers to that end. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A 1-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for 6 big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a 1-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to save labor in landscaping, use only the best types of plants. Adapted is the operative word. A plant needs to be well-suited to its soils and its climate. Life is too short to spend it fanning plants that grow weary of Texas summers. That even applies to native Texas plants. In many cases, with plants from other regions, they're not even remotely suited to conditions in our part of the state. Just because it's native to one part of Texas doesn't mean it will grow well in another. You need to know each plant's potential size before you buy it and before you plant it. Read up ahead of time. Ask your nurseryman or landscape contractor. Don't plant a 10-foot shrub when you need a 4-foot shrub beneath windows. Planting green giants leads to frustration, frequent pruning, and eventually failure. Have a map for your gardening journey. If you were planning what's come to be known as a road trip, you'd most certainly have an atlas. Your landscape plan is the atlas of your design, the GPS. It tells you each important segment, and it shows how they all play off one another. Don't even go shopping unless you take your landscape plan with you. Every plant that you buy should fit a need on that drawing. Plant in natural groupings, not in long straight rows. Not only will your landscape look more natural, but you'll also be less tempted to trim all the plants into unnaturally square shapes. Use odd numbers, again for the visual impact. Space the plants far enough apart that you're not having to trim to keep them in check. Edge your beds. Green metal edging works best. Drive it almost totally into the soil, leaving no more than 1/2 inch extending up and out of the ground. Install it in long sweeping curves. Avoid abrupt corners that would require hand trimming and edging. Maintain good lighting beneath your trees. If you must, remove one or two lower limbs so that the sunlight can reach the grass early in the morning and also late in the evening. Those few hours of sunlight may spell the difference between succeeding with lawn grass and having to plant a shade-tolerant ground cover instead. Keep your plants healthy and vigorous. Plants that are prospering are better able to resist or survive onslaughts of insects and diseases and even drought. Water them deeply when you do water them, and let them dry out slightly before you water them again. Mulch them to conserve available moisture, also to protect against rapid soil temperature changes and to retard development of weeds. There's a lot of common sense in any well-planned and maintained garden. You need to put it to work. I'm Neil Sperry. Stones add appeal to landscapes. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Norma G Tractor, lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
October's here, and the specials at Rattlers just keep on coming. This month, treat yourself to a delicious cup of cappuccino. Any size, only 79 cents. Grab a couple of bags of any Snack Club snacks, buy one, get one for a dollar off with Rattlers in-store coupon. And while you're at Rattlers, pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $10.99 where applicable. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain?
Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Well, since coming to Aggieland in the spring of 2012, Kevin Sumlin has given a new attitude to the Texas A&M football team, both on and off the field. One of the biggest things he's implemented has been the program's social media appeal through things like Aggie Football Life, which gives fans and recruits a sneak peek into the team's lifestyle. Here's Coach on using social media as a tool for the program.
Aggie Football Life is really about utilizing the complete social network board. And we're on everything from Twitter to Pinterest in an interest to get to recruits and the moms. And there's a reason for that. That agenda is for us to be able to talk about who we are, what we're about, what our players are about, what our program's about, and the ability to have that story be told accurately and incorporate our fans as well as our future prospects and keep people interested.
Of course, one of the big things that social media is good for is promoting your players for awards. Both quarterback Johnny Manziel and receiver Mike Evans have been named semifinalists for the 77th Maxwell Award given to the Collegiate Player of the Year. The winners will be announced as part of the Home Depot College Football Awards show, which will be broadcast on ESPN on December 12, 2013. Meanwhile, the 12th-ranked Aggs take on the UTEP Miners this Saturday at Kyle Field. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. with coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Texas A&M women's golf team wrapped up play at the Alamo Invitational, tied for fifth in the overall standings. Senior Katarina Ruzicova claimed fourth place individually at 5-under for the tournament, and senior Natalie Reeves finished tied for 24th. On the guys' side, the third-ranked men finished in eighth place at the Royal Oaks Intercollegiate in Dallas. Sophomore Ben Crancer claimed his third top 10 finish of the season, recording four birdies with only one bogey, too many B words there, in the third round that finished 3-under par for the day and tied for 10th in the tournament. CollegeSwimming.com has named Texas A&M senior Bria Larson the National Collegiate Swimmer of the Week after her performance against the University of Texas. Larson's 21 individual points were extremely valuable in the 152-148 victory over the rival Longhorns, where she finished first in the 100 breaststroke, 200 breaststroke, and helped contribute to a win in the 200 medley relay. The Mesa, Arizona native is the two-time defending national champion in the 100 breast, a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and has received CollegeSwimming.com Swimmer of the Week multiple times. The 2013-14 NBA season officially tipped off last night with the defending champion Miami Heat spoiling Derrick Rose's return to the court with a 107-95 win over Chicago. Indiana topped Orlando 97-87, and the LA Lakers captured city bragging rights with a 116-103 win over the Clippers. All three Texas teams will play their season openers tonight at home. Dwight Howard will make his Rockets debut when Houston hosts Charlotte at 7. The San Antonio Spurs take on Memphis at 7:30, and Dirk Nowitzki and the Mavs welcome Atlanta to Big D at 7:30 as well. And speaking of the Mavericks, their general manager Gerson Rosas has resigned just 3 months into his new job. Rosas filled a position that had been vacant since former coach and GM Don Nelson left the franchise 8 years ago. Rosas was an executive with the Houston Rockets when the Dallas Mavericks hired him. The Dallas Stars went into Montreal last night looking for their second win in a row.
Snaps that pass ahead to Eakin. Cody Eakin. Shoot scores! Cody Eakin snaps it by Carey Price. And the Stars are on the board.
But that's as close as they would get as the Canadiens down the Stars 2-1. Montreal goalie Carey Price made 26 saves on the night. As if losing in the last second of the Detroit Lions wasn't enough, the Dallas Cowboys suffered another big loss last Sunday when offensive guard Brian Waters went down with a tricep injury. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says Waters will likely miss the rest of the season. Mackenzie Bernardo will return to the starting spot. And Game 6 of the World Series is set for tonight in Boston. The Red Sox have a chance to clinch it after winning 2 out of 3 in St. Louis, but standing in their way is former Aggie hurler Michael Wacha, who is a perfect 4-0 this postseason with an ERA of 1. First pitch is at 7:07 tonight at Fenway Park. And this has been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
That was good. I like
that.
Well,
thanks. Appreciate it.
It is News Talk 1620. We're a couple minutes, actually now 1 minute away from 7 o'clock, and your weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation. The weather was brought to you by, or the weather is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Get your foundation repaired the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drilled bell bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about Anchor, the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are your numbers.
Storm to our north continues to pull moisture up across the state. Scattered showers and the chance for thunderstorm today.